The most important person in the whole wide world is you, and you hardly even know you. The most important person in the whole wide world is you. Come on, we'll show you. Let's find out more about the things you feel and do, 'cause you're the most important person in the world to you.
Hello, 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 and welcome to One for All is Love with Sonia Spirit, and I am Sonia Spirit. Welcome. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, 2020, and today's episode is titled, We're Not Being Punished, We're Being Prepared. Okay, so, I mean, well, there's a lot going on in the world today. So, you know, in the beginning of the year, I had I think my opening episode for 2020 was 2020, the year of 2020, the year of good and plenty. Well, you know, it's easy for some folks to say that there hasn't been so much good or plenty. Or maybe there's been plenty, but not necessarily good in 2020. So let's just kind of recap. So 58% of the year, for the most part, is gone. This is July 29th, so we're approaching August. So we have 7 months behind us. And we have about 96 days to the election and another 5 months before the end of the year. And we've witnessed or are witnessing a global pandemic, an economic shutdown, double-digit unemployment, mass impending evictions, more police brutality, certainly a heightened awareness of it for other communities. Some already was quite well aware of it. Social justice protests. Unmarked stormtrooper invasions, deaths of racial equality icons in Vivian and John Lewis, Congress in conflict over the relief package. Now, you know, they're squabbling over the $600. They want to reduce it to $200 and a whole bunch of other stuff. Forced or forcing school openings, reopening the economy too soon, which is fueling a virus spike or another virus spike. And we are at 4 million cases, 4 million plus cases, and 150,000 deaths. So there is a lot of change taking place. Okay. Out with the old energy and in with the newly transformed energy, or yes, the new transformations, the new. Okay, we are not being punished; we are being prepared. So, examine your own life. So, this is the example that I gave. Examine your own life. What changes or experiences for the good has happened to or for you this year? And I've spoken with, you know, people. And it's interesting how when they think about it, even all of what's going on, their adversities yielded an opportunity. So, yes, adverse things may have occurred in your life, but what resulting good has been a product of that adversity? So I spoke to someone, of course, he had lost his job. He was in the the entertainment industry. He set up and broke down, you know, platforms and stages and whatever else, whatever was required, the specifications. And of course, you know, there's definitely no activity taking place. But I guess this particular company, this contract for this market was being reevaluated, so they decided not to do it. And of course, that happened during the pandemic, the early part, the March and April part. And, you know, he was worried. He was concerned. You know, he was stressed, you know, and we talked. And And I tell him what I tell everybody. Listen, you have now. Of course, he knows me well, so he trusts me when I tell him stuff, and he believes what I tell him to be true and effective, and you know all that good stuff. Okay. But so you know, we've gotten together recently, and he has told me that he was like, you know, when I first lost my job, I was really, really worried and stressed out. He said because. There was, you know, I mean, nobody's hiring and, you know, what am I going to do? And, you know, he had wanted to start his own business. And so he decided to change careers is basically what it boils down to. So he made the decision to return to school, get some certifications and, start his own business, and he's happy, he's pleased with that choice, with that, and he's like, and he probably wouldn't have never considered it if he was still working for the other company because he was comfortable. Okay, he wasn't unhappy. Wow. But yeah, so that you know, it's all about perception. Yes, if we all look at the same picture, like I was saying, all the gloom and doom in the beginning, the global pandemic, the economic shutdown, blah, 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 blah. Yes, it's depressing. It seems like it's an end of the world or we're being punished spiritually. And we're not being punished because that's not, God doesn't operate that way. Okay, and everything that is happening to us is the result of our collective conscious activity. Okay, so we have a disease that lets you know our collective conscious is certainly diseased. It is uneasy. It is in conflict, okay, dis-ease. So, you know, that's right off the bat, and that pretty much led, you know, that led for everything else, or certainly, yeah, everything else, or exposing everything else, bringing more light to everything else. But it led to everything else, and is leading everything else. However, you know, I'm a proponent of it a year ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. Everything happens for a reason. This, too, is part of it. And if this whole system has to be revamped, so be it. Listen, this system, you know, people want things to go back to normal because they're uncomfortable with this change that's taking place. And excuse me. And this change is taking place. Okay. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And of course, you know, me with my pie in the sky eyes, I'd like for it all to be get worse and then better and be over by the end of the year. But I'm not calling the shots here, so I realize how ridiculous I sound. but yeah, so look at this. I mean, this culture, this civilization, I'm talking about the big picture. Listen, there is no way a godly civilization would ever exploit other people. That's not what harmony is about. I mean, listen. Harmony is everyone working together, complementing each other, assisting so that the whole machine of energy runs in a most beneficial manner for the whole, and the whole benefits, not the majority of the whole. Okay. So we have, when we have adverse experiences, it's not a punishment, it's a polishing, okay? It's to smooth you up, learn your lesson and grow. Learn from that experience and grow, shine. Show off your new knowledge. God doesn't punish. We are being prepared. Listen, and when I say that, I don't mean that something bad is going to happen. What I'm telling you is this is a life cycle. It's just that it extends longer than the 70 to 80 years that man is on a planet. But this is part of the life cycle. When things have served its purpose or outlived its usefulness, then it disintegrates, dissipates, dies, decomposes. And that energy gets recycled and becomes anew. Remember, energy is neither created nor destroyed, merely transformed. It's recycling. And this civilization that we live in, this is not a harmonious civilization. Anytime you have a hierarchy based on just color. Come on, people. So anyway, I mean, you know, so just be honest with yourselves. And yes, no, there's a lot of people who do not want to see this system change because they benefited from it. Their life was good. Their life was great. So no, they don't want this change. But it's coming. It's coming. It's happening. Now, but don't be dismayed. Courage, because we can help with the healing process. Okay? And you don't have to do anything extraordinary other than focus on healing yourself. Because, see, as we heal ourselves, we help heal our brothers and sisters. We contribute healing energy to the collective conscious. Now, you have to understand, everything is affected by the consciousness. Okay, everything is affected by consciousness, period. But here in this realm, this physical realm, like animals, plants, and minerals are all affected by the man's collective consciousness. So that's why you see trees with disease and animals with disease. I mean, yeah, we can blame it on food or GMO and all that good stuff, but that, at the end of the day, disease dwells within the collective consciousness, which is why we're experiencing a global pandemic. And it's interesting that the U.S. is hit the hardest. Okay, we'll leave it at that. So we contribute healing energy when we focus on healing ourselves. When we heal ourselves, we help heal others. As nature can support, healing begins within, because nature is within. Nature is God. Everything is God. But outside is like an end product. Inside is all of your raw ingredients. So inside is where all the activity is. So if we wish to heal, be a part of our healing process, we need to begin within. We need to have this conversation with the inner I, with the higher self, whatever you want to refer to it as. You can refer to it as the God within. It is completely up to you, whatever you feel comfortable with. Because it's the same absolute infinite intelligent energy, regardless of, you know, what title we apply to it. Because we all come from the same source. Okay. So, now, what I think is interesting, as far as, you know, a sign of certainly change to come. Change occurring and change to continue occurring. Okay. So all the people who just want everything to go back to normal, I don't foresee, I don't foresee that paradigm being a normal anymore. We're changing from that, and rightly so. So, you know, there are more celebrities, okay, for lack of a better term. So particularly I know with athletes, there has been a coming out party, so to speak, on mental health and mental health care. And I applaud them because, as I've mentioned on this show, that's the healing process. That's the start of the healing process. Mental health care. We all should partake in it. Now, everybody's not qualified, however, but at some point in time, you know, we may need it. Even if it's nothing but just basically sharing your thoughts and feelings based on an experience that you had, and you might not be able to be that candid with someone that you're close to. Being able to fully express yourself and process the experience. And with close family and friends, that might not be an option. But my point is this: with the athletes, they're starting to come out. I know it was basketball. I think it was Kevin Love and the young man who played for Toronto and then went to San Antonio. I can see his face, but I can't. His name is escaping me. It'll come back to me. But so, you know, they came out about mental health care and how seeking treatment or help, it's nothing to be ashamed of. And then I think just this morning I saw a piece on Mike being done on Michael Phelps, and he was talking about mental health care and how with the Olympics being postponed, you'll have some athletes who may entertain suicide because, you know, for them, a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and a lot of identity goes into competing. And when that's taken away, you know, sometimes you feel like you're left without anything or nothing. Okay. So, but my point that I was making with the mental health care is, as more people come out and mental health care becomes mainstreamed, okay, I mean, I know it is for, you know, the rich. Oh, yes, I go talk to my therapist, you know. But everyone should have the same opportunity, okay, to discuss and reconcile their life. You know, a lot of traumatic things happen to people between the ages of 0 and 7 or, you know, under the age of 18, and now they have to figure out how to integrate a traumatic event and still function as a normal person in society. You know, we're asking a lot of people who are not qualified to sort all of these conflicting emotions. There is no manual or handbook on being human. And I'm not saying we should write one, but what I'm saying is, you know, there's a lot of people coping with issues, conflicts on life. What does it mean? Who am I? How do I fit in? What is my purpose? Is this as good as it gets? You know, am I a driver or am I a passenger? You know, so there's a lot of questions. And this is not, but this is the type of information and teachings that should be a part of any educational system. See, these won't be questions when somebody turns 18, 19, 21 and, you know, and is seeking relief in recreational drugs, because they will know who they are and understand that they're a part of a whole that is really significant. And this opportunity to be here on this planet is very valuable. And you have an opportunity to serve a purpose, okay, in God's great plan, or, hey, you can come and do your own thing if you want to create, if you have something you want to share. Wherever that thought came from, if you feel like it's your own organic thought and you want to run with it, then do so. But we are here to create. We are creators, and the only thing we've been creating is a mess. We have the power to create a dream world, a dream reality, and look at what we have because we harp and focus on differences. We don't see the beauty in the differences. We make fun of the differences. We point out, we shame, but that's one perspective. Like the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. Everything has two sides. There's two perspectives. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So we need to start seeing the beauty in each other. It's all about community. Living in circles of community. We have to begin healing from within. So let me continue. So if a new purpose is sought, examining the healing arts like art, music, mental health, as I've been speaking about, anatomical health, sciences, spirituality, you know, but and not just healing arts, whatever your calling is. Okay, I'm drawn to the healing arts, so I say the healing arts. You know, I like teaching. I love spirituality. I love growing in knowledge and wisdom. That's my thing, though. It doesn't make it better or lesser than anything that you are drawn to. It just means that's where my passion lies. So I look to excel and focus in that area. And for you, it may be something different. It could be cooking or it could be woodworking. Or to be starting a new foundation or charity or school or changing or being a part of changing the system. It doesn't matter as long as we're doing it for the betterment of all. So we have circles of community. And we need to begin healing. There is no us and them. But don't worry about them. Because remember, to start this exercise, to contribute to healing, to the collective consciousness, the only thing you need to focus on is healing yourself. Helping yourself. And believe me, once you get that ball rolling, that will keep you plenty busy and you will see how you fit into the total system. And you will see how your initiative and drive and passion to heal yourself actually contributes to healing the collective consciousness. So you don't have to throw on no cape and the burden of Captain Save a Planet. The only person you need to worry about saving is yourself. And you're not even alone with that. Yes, there are plenty of other people. There's certainly support folks in place. There are teachers, there are spiritual guides. But even if there was never another human being around, you have the best guide, leader, sovereign energy source, God. And you're never alone. Any question that you ask will be answered. You can have communications all the time with God. And the more often you do it, the easier it becomes. The more familiar you become, the stronger the signals get. And that next thing you know, faith and harmony is up. You're flowing. And even when you can't see, you're not worried. You're not pressed. You're not stressed. Because your faith, you know. You know your God within you. As when I talked about, listen, spend some time ruminating on the times that you recall when God was present in your life. Now, God is always present, but we might not be conscious of God's presence. So what are the times that you can recall when God was present in your life? And even if it's only one event, it does not matter, because that's your safety net, if you want to call it that, your like your little special stones, like when you have a little reminder stone. But that's what that is. That's letting you know, listen, I got you. And we forget so easily because we just fall into that whole being mankind and being physical, that we keep attracting that limitation on ourselves. We're so much more than just this physical manifestation, you know. Psychology, psych means soul. Psyche is soul. You know, the study of the soul. We're so much more than we know. But change is coming. So don't perceive it as punishment, you know. And if you catch yourself, change your way of thinking. We're not being punished. We're being prepared. The old has outlived its usefulness, if it ever served its purpose. And everything does serve a purpose. So it's time. It's time. You know, it's funny because when I taught over in Korea, it was one time we had did an experiment. And I can't remember all the details around it, but I'll just tell you the experiment. It was basically if we didn't have any physical bodies, how would you recognize someone? So basically, if we were invisible, let's say that. If we were invisible, how would you recognize someone? And of course, you know, the kids were saying basically the way someone acts, their mannerisms, the way they speak, the way they communicate. But if we're invisible, so there won't be any, you know, body language. But yeah, so he was saying, but basically it came down to really your attitude. You know, how you care, your attitude, but your energy. But then I wasn't into energy, so it was really about your attitude then. But yeah, I mean, because if we were all invisible, it would be your attitude or your energy. And you think, and see, I wasn't even thinking then like colors that you might radiate, you know, like cool blues or illuminating violet or, you know, hot red or, you know, but, you know, so it was just about being invisible. And think about that. So if we were all invisible, how would someone identify you? And is that how you want to be identified? That's a good question. And I've asked myself that. And I told you there was a time when I was that go-to person. And when I gave it some thought, that wasn't the person that I wanted to be. While it was quite effective, that still wasn't the person who I wanted to be. And I had to let that go. And I took a different approach. So it wasn't like I became less effective. There was just a better approach. I never tried to change my approach because this worked so well. You know, basically biting people's heads off when they were in the wrong. But But like I said, there are other ways of doing it. And now, of course, the lessons are much more profound because I realize now when I do that, oh, this is coming back because, listen, you already know that you shouldn't be behaving this way. So when it does, you won't be surprised. You know, I have those conversations now. You know, and I'm trying to dissipate the energy because I recognize, you know, and so if I can concede and, you know, be apologetic towards anyone in particular, then I'll do that. All right, we have a caller. Let's see what we have going on here today. Hello, welcome to One for All is Love with Sonia Spirit. And to whom am I speaking with?
Yeah, Daniel, how you doing? Yeah, speaking with Daniel, how you doing?
Hello, Daniel. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I was just listening in right now because I've caught the tail end of your topic. So, you know, I was just listening
okay.
in. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything you want to share? Do you have any questions or anything?
No, I mean, I'm just saying distance free, you know, I'm up on that, distance free and stuff like that, yeah. I mean, that's
you
all on the brain right now. Yeah, I mean, distance laws and masks and stuff like that on with that.
Oh, yes, with the coronavirus. And so are you wearing your mask? Are you practicing social distancing as best you can?
hygienic stuff, you know.
So have you been impacted economically? Has your job been affected?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, laid off, stuff like that. Then, you know, glad to.
So are you managing okay though, financially or?
Yeah, it's like a survival. It's a survival thing. Right now, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
so you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah. Sometimes you come out the pocket, you know. I mean, it's other creativity work, you know, might help somebody do this thing. Like,
yeah.
So with different methods of strategy, finance. Stuff,
yeah. With.
But yeah.
So where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, correct. Yeah, you know, high power, you know, so that's it. But yeah, I went through the struggles with that, and you know, nah, it ain't
so
it's affecting, but, huh? So go ahead.
So I was going to say, that's my question to you. What are you doing to cope with all of the change that's taking place? If you could share one thing.
Well, I would go with the method of practicing wrong. Distance. The precautions are basic precautions of distance. The distance,
mm-hmm.
mask, and, you know, sanitizer, you know, and stuff like that, and be out of harm's way if people coughing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you don't know, it could be birth. It could be birth again. You know, because no one knows about the. How this is going down, you know, it was airborne, but no one really knows.
Yeah, it could be another wave. Well, they're talking about that it could be another wave in the fall.
Yeah.
So do you have any school-age children?
Rephrase the question again. Rephrase the question again, or I asked it already.
No, well, I had asked, how are you coping with all the change that's taking place? Like, you know, sometimes people used to watch sports as a coping mechanism, but there really hadn't been any sports. You know, you really can't go out. Do you pray more? Are you drinking more?
Do you smoke more? I saw myself read more and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to replace that, you know, like I read. So I get scriptures, or I read books, certain books that be books, or then that it's on the phone, so I got to read, exercise, stuff like that. My health, you know, exercise, and eating right now, you know, because now it's like, If you gotta eat right, and, you know, eat to live.
Yeah, eat to live. You're right about that. And but yeah. So of course, you know, food, that's probably gonna become an issue as well moving forward in the future. But
change your diet, yeah. Like vegetables now. Start eating a lot of vegetables.
Yep, fruits, vegetables, water. Drink plenty of water. Stay hydrated.
Yeah, hydrated. Mm-hmm. So it could work on a, like on that aspect. It would work good in a person's behavior if they ain't used to it like that. Being because of this, you know, like
mm-hmm.
that. But just normal everyday conscious health wise, I think. And that's why, you know. And strategize and employment. Now, in case it do get worse, then what? You know, how is this
right.
economics going to take place?
Right, right. And think about what your other options are. And
yeah.
And don't be afraid. Don't let fear. Don't let fear dictate your direction. Because we have a tendency to do that. You know, it's like you get desperate, and it's like musical chairs. You don't want to get caught without a chair when the music stops.
Yeah. Well, it's like second guessing or some question. But you see, that's
mm-hmm.
the inner self, though.
Right.
Or it's the inner self or
right.
your spiritual self. You know, maybe try to release yourself, you know. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. Well, Mr. Daniel, thank you for calling in. I certainly appreciate your time and attention. Stay safe out there and stay strong, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling. One for All is Love with Sonia Spirit. And to whom am I speaking with? Uh-oh.
Hi,
hello?
I'm Donna from hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm Donna from Pennsylvania. I just had tuned in. I was just listening to a little bit of what you guys were saying. I don't know if you were taking questions or...
Sure, yes, ma'am. Share whatever's on your mind.
Well, it's a relationship question. I just broke it off with somebody I was in a relationship with a while, because I'm 58. Like, this sounds like children's play, but we had went down the shore, and the next day, every time we go somewhere, he's, I can't do this no more. And here, a woman that he lived with when we broke up for about a year is watching his dog, and I saw a picture of them on Facebook, and he totally blocks me from his Facebook, but yet she's on, and so I just told him I was a little bit out of control, what I called him and stuff, and I just totally broke it off. Well, he texted me, he said, I don't think we could do this, I did too much damage, like, and I said, you know what, I always hear that, we always go out, and everything's okay, and then I see something or you say something. I don't know. What do you see with this relationship?
Are you happy?
Not really. I'm happy when I'm with him. Like we connect so good, but it's always something.
Do you trust
that he does, like he blocks my phone number sometimes, and I'm just not trusting it.
Are y'all in a monogamous relationship or exclusive relationship?
What do you
are
mean,
you,
like intimate?
Are you under the impression? Are you under the impression y'all under an exclusive relationship, or are you free to see other people?
No, not that we're free to see other people. He knows that. And then he said to me, well, I told her I'm not making no promises. I said, why do you have to not make her no promises if she's nothing to you? She's just watching the dog. Like, what are you talking about? And
Donna, you know.
Right. I do.
You know. Yeah, you know. You don't even need me to say you know. Otherwise, you wouldn't be having all these questions.
I just
you
don't
know
understand
it doesn't
why does
sound
he
right. Why does he what?
Come to me like every he was going to his hometown Turkey one time, and when I come back, everything's going to be good between us and all this. It's like, why are you having me and somebody else hang around? He said, it's nothing. I'm not doing nothing.
So, Donna, you can't expect him to do the right thing for you. You are going to have to do the right thing for you. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad person, but clearly you're not in the relationship that you want. Okay, it sounds like, this is just my impression based on what I'm hearing, it sounds like he's not being completely truthful and honest with people that he's dealing with, the girl that he used to date who's now sitting the dog, and I mean, suspicious activity like blocking you from his Facebook page, blocking your phone number from his phone. You know what it is. And
right.
Be honest with yourself. I mean, I know you love him and you care about him, but is it worth it? Is the trade-off worth it? Clearly, you want a monogamous relationship, and he doesn't. I mean, he still wants you, but he wants his cake and eat it too.
Right, and so, I was married for a long time, so I'm thinking, is this the way they do things now? And I'm not playing stupid. I honestly, like, I would ask my daughter and stuff, is this the way they do stuff now? Am I being, like, too?
No.
And she just walks away from me. She's 30.
No, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we train people how to treat us. So if you allow him to get away with these things, he will continue to do them. So you already have a history or pattern of behavior. He knows that he'll do something. Like you say, he'll say something, you'll see something, whatever. You'll get upset, but you never go very far. He can come back to you. So he has no incentive to change his behavior. Because you are there for him. And that's because you love him. And there's nothing wrong with love, but you cannot allow people to mistreat you or use you or abuse you. You do have to stand up for yourself, even if standing up means walking away. Because I'm not saying being confrontational, because I'm not promoting violence or anything like that. But even if standing up for yourself just means walking away, because this might not be the healthiest relationship for you. Now, this is not a decision, you know, that you're going to make in 5 minutes or even overnight. But you need to start giving it some thought. Because if this relationship doesn't change, it's not healthy. Is this the way you want to spend the rest of your life? Worrying about what somebody's doing when they're not with you?
No, well, this has been going on for a year because supposedly he was having financial, you know, things going on, and I don't know, and changing job, and he lived 4 hours away, and I was kind of being understanding, but I was thinking about it for a long time, and I did make this decision, but then after he does this, I say some mean things, and then I look like the ugly one, and I don't want to be an ugly person, and that's what it seems like he's turning me into.
Right.
By the things I say to him.
And it's not that he's turning you into it, but he is putting you in a position where you are releasing or expressing this aspect of yourself that you do not like. Okay? So he's only bringing it out of you. He's only bringing it out of you. Now, you don't act this way with anyone else, but he brings the ugliness out of you. So, and you don't like that aspect of yourself, and he brings it out of you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
Right. Like, where I work, like, everywhere I go, everybody I know, they'll say, oh, my God, you're too nice. You're such a sweet. Nothing to do with him. You are such the sweetest person, my kids' friends. Oh, my God, your mom is so sweet. Now, this man, if they saw me around him, they would think, whoa, who is she?
Wow, okay.
He turns me into something that I'm...
Maybe that's a good question for you, Donna. Whoa, who is she? Who are you, Donna? Who do you want to be? Who are you?
Myself, like I want to be able when somebody does me wrong, but I should have just walked away. I knew the right thing to do and not look back.
Even if you just walk away for a time, okay? You just need some me time. You need to reflect. Now you might need to walk away for good. I don't know the relationship.
Right, he only comes around once a month.
Oh, is it the same time each month?
Well, he has army duty. He has around the corner from me, and every time he comes with me, comes over my house, he has his army. So it's like he has to be having army duty when he's coming over. And I'm thinking maybe he does live with her because before, it's been 10 years. Before I used to have a key to his house, I had a key to his apartment. He lived with, but the past two years. Things have changed, and we did break up, and he was living with the woman, said he made a big mistake, and here I'm thinking she's gone, and there she is, a picture of a dog, and he said, oh, well, she babysits Princess. I said, well, you know, the dog, I said something like, I says, oh, they look just alike, and
so Donna,
he's making me, like, really shallow.
Donna. The only time you see him is once a month when he comes during the army training.
Yeah, because he lives 4 hours away. He said, you know, four hours away.
Donna,
so when he comes down this way.
Donna, you do know you're the other woman, don't you?
I think I know that now. See, I never was until this has been 2 years. He's supposed to moved away and got another job, which he did. He got another job, but
he didn't move closer.
I don't know.
Did he?
Excuse me.
Did he move closer to you?
Oh no, he moved further away.
Right.
4 hours. Yeah.
So Donna, listen. If you want to spend time with him, spend time with him, but don't put your eggs in his basket. Okay. All he is,
right,
as far as you're concerned, is just a once-in-a-month weekend thing. And that's how you need to treat him. Don't spend a whole lot of time on him.
That's what I'm doing. I'm not spending any time on him anymore. I mean, I think this kind of did it. Because, you know, we just, like... We connect, like we like the same things and everything like that. It's a shame. And this other woman, I don't have to worry about her, but she's being played too, and you know, whatever. That's her problem. But me out of the picture, maybe they'll get along good.
Well, he hasn't changed. So listen, don't worry about her or him. He hasn't changed, so he's gonna keep doing what he's doing. And but what we want to work on is you. You deserve better. He's not who you think he is. He never will be. He's lying to her just like he's lying to you. And there might even be others out there. Listen, let this. I know it may be painful at first, but just start letting this go so that you can heal and move on. Because see, the whole purpose, one of the purposes that I see of this experience is that you know somebody out there exists that you can relate to. That's not a once in a lifetime thing. There's somebody else that you can connect with out there too. So what you're looking for exists. You just have to connect with the right person. He's not the right person.
Right. I know. I'm 58. I was married twice, but they were long marriages and they were good marriages. I have three kids out of both of them, and this is different to me. I don't have no children with him. He has no children or nothing. I think that's the thing. He's not, I don't know. But
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I'm going to let this one go.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, let him go. I mean, and it's okay. That's what life is all about. We have experiences, and each experience should teach us something to help us grow. Listen, you know, every relationship we get in is not meant to last forever. Otherwise, we would fall in love and marry and be with the first person that we met. And that, of course, never happened. So don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up about your age either, because love is so timeless. When you find the right person, it doesn't matter how old you are, because you're going to feel like a kid again. That's the beauty about love. And that's what you need to be thinking about, how beautiful it is to be with someone who enjoys being with you as much as you enjoy being with them. And rest on that while you're breaking away from him or letting him go. Because you deserve better than what he can offer you.
And I just hope there's more 50-something, 8 years old or whatever out there.
Listen, don't concern yourself with how many are out there. You only want one, the right one for you, okay?
I'm on the dating thing.
Yeah, so whether there are 5 or 5 million, you only want one, the right one for you. And that's what you focus on, not on any particular person, on the right one for you, someone who will appreciate all that you have to offer, who will help shape you into being a better person as you will shape him or her into being a better person. That's what it's all about. It's about loving and growing together and supporting each other as you grow. And it may be you may grow in different directions, but you can still grow together. So.
Right.
I hope that helped, Miss
Okay.
Donna.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a good day, and stay safe out there, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So it's all, I mean, we had a couple of callers, and one is just trying to get through all that's going on with the virus, the economy, and staying strong and being resilient and resourceful, because he was talking about how, you know, he manages, he does things for people, you know, sound like handyman or, you know, get in where you can fit in, man, you know, running errands. You know, when this whole when they shut down the economy, you know, Uber Eats and what is it, whatever the other one is, drop off or DoorDash, you know, these industries started picking up. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you're gonna get rich, but it's all a part of just doing what you have to do to make ends meet until, you know, something transpired, whether from inside or without. Now, remember, you got the power too within you to create. So whatever it is that you want, that's what you need to focus your energy on. Don't focus on, you know, not having enough money or not being able to pay this bill. Focus on, you know, what, you know, if you had the chance to do your life differently, what would you be doing now? I'm not talking about just you know, recreating from scratch, but what would you be doing different now? And it's never too late to extrapolate from that idea and build something and moving in that direction to build something. And then, of course, we spoke to so that was Daniel was the first call. And then we spoke to Donna, and her question, you know, was centered around relationships and relationships. You know, she even said, she was like, oh, it's just about a relationship. But relationships are very important because, I mean, believe it or not, we're all related. So we all feel each other's energy. We all sense each other's energy, some people better than others, but. So relationships are important because just like I was talking earlier about, if we were all invisible, it would be our attitude or our energy. That's why relationships are important, because they affect our attitude. It affects our energy level, our frequency, how we operate, how we relate to people, energetically speaking. And it also, you know, it's important because our thoughts and our feelings manifest our reality. And if we are spending our thoughts and energy worrying about what someone is doing when they're not with us, then, you know, eventually this is going to manifest. And if you're already entertaining the thoughts and feelings, you already know the truth. You know, you're just grappling with it. But you already know the truth, just as Donna already knew the truth. So, but relationships are very important. And when we can heal in that area and recognize that, you know, we can end a relationship and our self-worth and self-esteem is still intact, you know, it's not the end of the world. No matter what the dynamic of the relationship is, and believe it or not, it really has to go back to, you know, God being within you. That strength is in you, you know, that life force is in you. You are not as weak as you think you are. Even if you do surrender your, you know, your energy, your power to someone else, you know, because that spell can be broken. And you can regain your strength, and you can become the authority over your power, and you can begin manifesting your own reality. Every adversity, it offers an opportunity to learn and grow and share. You know, that's the name of the game with God. It is to receive, integrate, and express. Attract, receive, integrate, and express. That's the name of the game. So, you know, are we expressing God, you know, our best version of ourselves? Are we expressing, you know, are we expressing God to the best of our ability? So to contribute to the cellular good by refining ourselves, so to continue to grow. Like I said, the best way to help others is to heal and help yourself. Healing oneself is exponentially beneficial because it adds to the collective consciousness. So if you wish to express the very best of your manifested soul, then know that the journey begins within. If you wish to help heal the planet, then know the process begins within. The energy which one emits or chooses to release through thoughts and feelings contribute to the collective or community of energy, the circle of community, the community of energy. Okay, so it doesn't matter how something appears on the surface because the eye, and I'm doing the air quotes, finger air quotes, the eye knows the truth and so do you. So, you know, ask yourself, you know, are you pleased with yourself? Do I appreciate my growth? Am I expressing my best self? Am I expressing God or self? Am I serving God or self? And then anchor yourself. I anchored myself in the words faith, harmony, love, truth, and wisdom. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining today's show. We're not being punished. We're being prepared. Be still and know that I am God. I am that I am, and be still and know that I am God. Stay safe, stay focused, stay grounded, stay calm. Stay calm and be prepared. God has a plan for all of us. And let's shower our planet with healing energy. All right. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. I love you. And until next week, stay safe.